April 19th, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God, Trusting in Adversity. Opening prayer. On this day of rest, Father, help me to rest in you. Help me to appreciate and acknowledge your loving care, to glorify you in ways that encourage others to see you. Read Psalm chapter 34 of David, when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he left. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Reflect. Offer to God one area of your life that you are currently finding difficult. Taste and see that the Lord cares about everything you find challenging. Our psalm today speaks about worshiping God through times of difficulty. The psalm is set in the context of 1 Samuel chapter 21, where David is fleeing from Saul. Despite David's problems, the first half of the psalm gives praise to God and reminds those in trouble that they can rejoice. Praise is often far from our lips when we are going through times of difficulty, but the psalm reminds us of two important things. Firstly, the nature of the God we serve, and secondly, that God has helped us in the past. It is for these reasons that David uses a wonderful repetition of this as an assertion in verse 4, where God answers, then delivers, and in verse 6, where God hears, and then saves. The use of these synonyms reminds us of the fundamental truth of why we can trust God in the midst of our troubles. The first section of the psalm builds to the invitation to taste and see that the Lord is good. This invitation remains open to us throughout our lives. In the second half of the psalm, we are reminded that we should not be surprised by adversity. Verse 19 challenges the idea that by being righteous, you should receive prosperity. Instead, we are reminded that in the end, our God is just. David cries out to a God of justice who will both rescue the righteous and condemn the wicked. Despite his dire situation, David can trust God in the midst of his adversity. We all find it hard to trust in God when times are difficult. Yet, our psalm today offers assurance that God is with us, especially at times of greatest adversity. This offers great comfort, and it also encourages us to act wisely and seek righteousness in times of struggle. It is at those times that we should have the greatest faith that God does not desert us. Apply. Take a moment to reflect on how you respond when faced with difficult times. Do you spend more time with God in those moments, to know He is with you in your adversity? Closing prayer. Lord God, I confess that, when I am afflicted, praise is not always on my lips. Forgive me, please, because you are always faithful. Help me to rejoice, no matter what my circumstances may be.